Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, March 31st. Nothing gold, or rather green, can stay. Yesterday, the S&P 500 and Dow closed in the red after rallying for four straight days. The NASDAQ also closed in the red, losing 1.2%. As we head into this final day of the quarter, all three major indices are still on track to close the month higher, down on the year, but closing the gap on losses from earlier in the year. Bill, let's jump into this final day of March with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing today? I'm looking at the S&Ps. The S&Ps are down 0.58%. They've been down this half a point all morning long. It's really, because before the bell this morning, we have the PCI inflation report set to be released, and it's expected to report that inflation remains hot. Now, it's important because this PCI report, this is what the Fed uses. This is their preferred gauge to measure inflation, and when it runs hot, you can pretty much assume that the Fed is going to be raising interest rates in that meeting in early May. So you've got higher inflation coming in, increased interest rates. That's going to push the market lower. We're looking at the market down 0.58. We are going to be opening up lower this morning. Then you got oil. Oil's down, about 5%, more than 5%. It was down more than 6% earlier. I mean, there are news reports out there that the Biden administration is preparing to make an announcement this afternoon about a release of oil, a big release of oil from the strategic reserves. They're talking about 1 million barrels a day. That's a big number. That's a big increase. So we'll have to see. But that's going to be positive towards the end of the day when that news comes out. Now, it's supposed to be happening around 3 o'clock. We don't know if it will. Biden's never on time with these types of press conferences. So we're hoping it does happen during the market hours. What else do I say? We got an OPEC meeting. We got an OPEC meeting going on right now. This is going to, we're going to wait to hear from them. They're most likely going to say we're going to continue with their 400,000 barrels per day increase, even though they don't have the capability of continually to produce this amount of oil. They will increase this, the announcement, the amount of production at this morning's meeting is the expectations. And then you get the Ukraine situation. It's not good. Putin essentially dismisses the negotiations. And he said that the assaults in the Ukraine, especially on Kiev, is going to continue. So we have no hope of any type of limited a drop in hostilities there. And that's not positive. You look overseas, Tokyo dropped 205 points or 0.73% overnight. Hong Kong dropped 1.06% or 235 points. We're looking at London. London's down fractionally, about 16 points, 0.22%. Germany's down 55 points or 0.38%. And here in the U.S., we're watching the S&Ps. They're down 0.59% right now. So it looks like a lot of red on the screens we're going to be seeing today, Emily.
And Bill, moving on to earnings action, just a couple of earnings to note today, a little bit slow, but still worth taking a look at. So, Bill, what do you have in terms of earnings action?
Well, the big earnings announcement that came out was Walgreens Boots Alliance, ticker WBA, William Boy Apple. They beat by 19 cents, and they did do it on higher revenue. But you look at the stock this morning, it is trading lower, down 2%. I got to read into it. I wasn't sure. There were reports saying this report was going to come out this afternoon. There are other reports saying this morning. Was not sure when it was coming out, so it was hard to play this. And ticker NCNO, Nancy Charlie, Nancy Oscar. Their EPS estimate is for them to lose 9 cents per share, and the expected move here is 16.76%. But, earnings calendar is getting a little low. It will increase next month. Today's the last day of the quarter, so we'll see what happens when earnings start to come out again next week. We've got some good ones next week, but today and tomorrow, not so much.
Well, and even with the earnings calendar light, the thing that is not light this week are those economic reports and events. Economic events remain at center stage today with ongoing concerns about inflation. And Bill, you mentioned that PCI report at the top of the show, which is the big one. So give us what to watch in terms of economic reports today.
Yeah, when you talk about center stage and economic reports, you are right on the button. You know, 1 hour before the market opens, we got two key economic reports being released. We've got the personal income and outlies. That's the PCI report. And we also have the jobless claims being released. I think everybody's going to be paying attention to the inflation reading because that's the one everybody's going to be focused on. At 9:45, 15 minutes after the market opens, we have the Chicago PMI report coming out. And then at 9 a.m. this morning, New York Fed Bank President John Williams will be speaking. We'll have to hear what he says, but you know, realistically, you got to watch this PCI report when it comes out. That's the key one this morning, Emily.
And market watchers also keep an eye on hot headlines. And it is sort of easy to follow along with these big ones like inflation, like the tensions between Russia and Ukraine, oil prices. But there are a lot of other headlines that are happening every day. And that is a lot harder to sift through in order to make these smart, informed trades. And Bill, you're able to sift through all of this information, catch those big headlines, along with some of the smaller headlines that are still market moving by using your Newswire alerts. I know you've gotten them broken down today and are catching all the information we need. So tell us what you see as possibly moving the markets.
Well, you know, Emily, I have one of my indicators that I use is I follow the FANG stocks. And when they're negative or when they're positive, that is a good indication of how the market is going to open up. And this morning we're seeing, the S&P is down 0.61%. Now, what's really odd is I'm looking at the FANG stocks. They're all higher. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, Netflix, they're all trading higher this morning. So that's really a divergence. And I would expect these stocks to trade a little lower this morning once this PCI number comes out. But we're going to have to wait and see because the futures are telling me we're going to open up lower, but these FANG stocks are telling me a different story. So let's take a look at the headlines. You know, we have Apple. Apple's seeking to diversify their memory chip supplier, and they're having discussions with some Chinese chip manufacturers. We're talking Facebook. They reportedly gave customer data to hackers who were posing as law enforcement officials. We're talking about Google. This is interesting. I mean, their Waymo, which is their self-driving unit, they started offering San Francisco employees fully autonomous rides. This is their self-driving car unit. This is very interesting. This is only in San Francisco, by the way. Netflix is up this morning. You know, it's trading higher over 0.5%. But their subscriber growth is really the key to the stock. And it's on watch right now because a lot of analysts feel that it's going to be able to top the street's estimates in terms of subscriber growth. So, you know, if you can pick, you know, I mean, I think the stock's, you know, not cheap. It's not overvalued, but it's not cheap. You know, if it dropped another $10, I would have to be picking some up here because that could be a really good opportunity for shares in Netflix around that 375 area. Because remember, earnings are coming out next month. Let's take a look at some other news that's going out there in the Dow Jones 30. Intel, for example, ticker INTC, they're launching Arc A series discrete graphics family for mobile. Boeing, they're said to have gotten an agreement with ASL. This is an airline leasing company. I believe they're out of China for 10 firm orders and the rights to purchase an additional 10 planes. We're talking Johnson & Johnson, ticker J&J. The bankruptcy judge invites the appellate review of the Johnson & Johnson talc powder case. And Disney, I see that the Goldman analyst walked away from Disney's Parks investor experience event, and they walked away with pretty bullish views on the stock. So, you know, you're looking at shares of Disney, they're up 0.4% this morning. So that is a positive. Talking some merger news, Pearson's, this is ticker PSO, Paul Sam Oscar. They confirmed that Apollo is no longer weighing offers after their third proposal to buy the company was rejected. We're looking at ticker CRXT, Charlie Richard X-Ray Tom. This is Claris Therapeutics. They're saying they're continuing to explore strategic alternatives. And Walgreens Boots Alliance, ticker WBA, William Boy Apple. Their strategic review of the Boots business, because they're looking to sell the London Booth's pharmacy business. They say it's progressing, so we're going to have to keep an eye on that. We're talking guidance news. TPX, Tom Paul X-Ray, Tempur Pure Sealy, the bed manufacturer, they see Q1 revenue up 15%. Remember, the consensus here is $1.26 billion. We're talking Five Below, ticker FIVE. They're seeing full year 2022 EPS of $5.19 to $5.70. The street consensus here is $5.86, so that's a little light. And let's talk about Massey, ticker MASI, Michael Apple Sam India. This is Massimo. They expect product revenue for Q1 2022 to range between $285 million to $315 million. So we're going to have to keep an eye on shares of Massey this morning, ticker MASI. Let's talk about some shareholder events. Skill Software, that's ticker SKIL, Sam Kilo, India Larry, they're having their annual shareholders meeting today starting at 11:30 a.m. And Ciena, that's ticker CIEN, Charlie India, Edward Nancy, their Ciena Corp's having their annual shareholders meeting starting at 3 p.m. today. In terms of buyback news, One Water Marine, that's ticker ONEW, Oscar Nancy, Edward William, they announced a 50 million share repurchasing authorization. And VIPS, it's VIP Shop, they approved a 1 billion share repurchasing program. That's ticker VIPS, Victor, India, Paul, Sam. In terms of catalyst events, I'm seeing ticker SAIC, Sam, Apple, India, Apple. Deutsche Bank put a catalyst call idea on the stock this morning. They're looking for some positive earnings news based on the fact that they do these fuel surcharges. And they feel that's going to be delivering some additional revenue to the stock. And ODFL, Oscar David Frank Lamb. This is Old Dominion. Deutsche Bank also called this a catalyst call buy ahead of the Q1 results. But that's what I have for you in terms of breaking news announcements, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
You know, Emily, I'm just going to go with Netflix, ticker NFLX, Nancy Frank, Larry X-Ray. You know, I look at the stock and it has been trading a little weak. I think there's going to be an opportunity to grab 1% out of the stock. The key is I want to get it in, I want to get in the low 380s, like 381, 380, 381. Hopefully when that PCI number comes out that start seeing a pullback that'll be there at the opening, because I think this can rally towards the end of the day. I think that the market is really going to be focused on the subscriber growth. I think that the recent Academy Award showing that the streaming services are up there for Best Picture, that's a positive for them. They're debuting some new shows in Mexico that are supposed to going to be very positive. So, yeah, I think there's going to be possibility for some strong gains in Netflix this morning, ticker NFLX. And that's my stock of the day today, Emily.
Netflix, it is, Bill. We will watch that along with you. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, tossing it back to you.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Guests, ticker GES, Grace Edwards Sam, guest shareholders, Legion Partners issues a presentation to vote against the directors. OPEC is set to agree to ditch the IEA data after production spat. Remember, the IEA data said that looks like supplies are going to drop from the former estimate of 1 million barrels to 600,000 barrels. So they're not even going to pay attention to that in that meeting. That OPEC meeting will probably be very, very short. Last time, I think it was 17 minutes. Ticker XNET, X-Ray, Nancy, Edward, Tom. They just announced a 20 million share buyback program. Chipotle, ticker CMG, Charlie Michael Grace. They're going to be testing radio frequency identification technology in the Chicago area. That could be interesting. Ticker KC, that's King Soft Cloud. They announced a 100 million share repurchasing program. No more news on that, but Apple reportedly wants to handle its own financial services, and they're going to be creating some new financial services apps for payment within their applications. Ticker ACTG, Apple Charlie Tom Grace. Arcadia Research approves a new stock repurchasing program for up to 40 million shares. You know, that's all I'm seeing this morning in terms of breaking news in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Let's close out this month with checking in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Chevron. Bill, talk of oil prices are all over the headlines. In the opening of the show, you did tell us that President Biden is slated to offer remarks today about a plan to ease oil prices. That has oil stocks trading off this morning. Yesterday, the Democratic-run House Energy and Commerce Committee Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations plans to have executives from major oil companies testify on April 6th at a hearing titled Gouged at the Gas Station, Big Oil and America's Pain at the Pump. The subcommittee said that the executives slated to testify include Chevron CEO Michael Wirth, along with ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods, among others. Yesterday, you were looking for an entry point under 165. I watched yesterday. If you hung just shortly after the open, the stock did drop. Oil has been very tricky, Bill. So tell us, how did you end up playing it and how did it work out?
Well, I mean, this was a crazy trade. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter, the stock opened up a little higher than I expected. Stock opened up at $165.24. It did experience the weakness, as I thought. I was able to get in at a much cheaper price than I thought, and I made money on the trade. But, you know, because the stock actually dropped to $163.66. So, you know, getting it under 64 was a bargain. And then the stock did close at $165.48, which, you know, that's higher than the opening price. So it was profitable, but it didn't grab the 1% target price that I was really expecting. And, you know, the reason why is because this, you know, Biden came out of nowhere with this strategic petroleum reserve release. And that was not something that was, you know, outlined anywhere. And that, you know, that's causing Chevron to push back this morning, because otherwise I think Chevron would have been trading in the 168, 169 area today with this pending OPEC announcement. Yeah, you got to stay on top of this news. You got to keep watching it. It closed higher than the opening, but it didn't meet the 1% goal. So, you know, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, we'll look, we live to trade another day.
And Bill, we will start out a new month tomorrow, and we will check in with you about today's Netflix pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.